I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Halfway through this Friday edition of the Greg Hill Show. Greg, of course, on Nantucket, Wiggy on the Vineyard, Shime in Maine, but we're here. Me, yep. Curtis, Razor, we've got Jackson, we've got Tom. We were smack dab in the middle of the news, but if you're a puckhead, you're going to want to stay tuned because we're going to get to more thoughts of the Bruins from Razor as we get into next season. So you and Sturm are buds.
Well, we played with each other. Well,
you said he was your pal.
You call him the Sturminator.
The Sturminator, yes, yeah. The Sturminator. No, so he's a great person, great guy, a former teammate, but he lives in L.A. Like, I haven't, like, hung out with him.
And yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing him Tuesday.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So we'll get some more thoughts from Razor on that. We'll also have your Hill Notes at 9:20 this morning. So if you're on the Odyssey app, go up, leave us a nice Hill Note. It's a Friday, guys. Let's be a little bit more positive than we were yesterday. But like I said, we were right in the middle of the news. And there's a warning if you're headed to the airport today. I am, but I'm not flying Air Canada, so I'm in the clear. Air Canada has started canceling most of their 700 flights today ahead of a planned strike by unionized flight attendants tomorrow that'll leave some 100,000 passengers SOL. The Prime Minister has given the union a noon Eastern time deadline today to respond to the carrier's request for binding arbitration. Air Canada has said that if they stop, restarting operations will take over a week.
Now, this would be a perfect time to go on vacation on an Air Canada flight to somewhere you don't want to leave.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it would be...
You're not coming home.
Go to the Seychelles or Seychelles yeah, or the St. Barts.
Yeah.
But
it's just crazy to me. Like, if you're one of those 100,000 passengers, you've probably paid... Air Canada's not cheap.
No, because it's a monopoly. So... We could go down a long hole. We could go down the rabbit hole on this one. The reason why this is such a problem is because...
Let's go to our Canadian correspondent.
Yes, yes.
Air Canada has a monopoly on air travel in Canada, which is the same way the banks have... It's a problem because you can't go from the American counter over to the Delta counter in Canada. It's Air Canada across the board. So right. If you're in Toronto and you want to go somewhere, you have to basically take an Air Canada flight unless you're staying inside the country. So it's a complete disaster. Unfortunately, the government in Canada itself is a bit of a disaster as it is. And this is just exacerbating the issues that they have up there. And people are just losing their minds because literally you don't have another option. And that's why there's 120,000 people being affected.
And what a time for a strike to happen. Like August, it's the end of the summer. Like people are trying to get their last vacation in before the kids go back to school. Like this is maybe the worst time besides, you know, the 4th of July or the holidays.
Well, and the biggest thing, like they've already canceled the flights and they're starting with the overseas flights. So imagine planning your bucket list trip to Italy and having that canceled on you. You get a full refund though. So, you know,
Doesn't matter, good luck getting your hotel refund back
and everything else. But it's crazy. A disaster.
So do no other airlines attempt to compete? Is it government run?
It's government run.
Oh,
yes.
It is.
It's socialism.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so the government and its union can't get along?
No, imagine that. Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Imagine that.
Huh.
All right, we've got a douche move ruling in the news today. A man in L.A. has finally been arrested after months of blaring a train horn from his house. So he says he was doing it because he was being threatened and the police weren't doing enough. So he decided to take it out on all of his neighbors. The neighbors say, that's not an excuse. You've been setting off this air horn constantly for months.
Oh, my God.
Here's Gary, the perpetrator, and his neighbors talking about what's going on.
He does this periodically, several times during the day. It only shuts off when the air runs out because it's blasted by air. Then he turns it back on. It has a range of 3.5 miles. It is an actual train horn.
I want justice to be served. I do sincerely apologize to my neighbors. I honestly, to God, I'm so sorry to discomfort you guys in your own homes. I don't know what else to do.
I mean, I hear what he's saying. He needs help, but what kind of help does he need?
3 cop cars showed up. They were here for about a half hour. And they all turned around, hopped in their cars, and drove away.
Could you imagine living next to that guy and having that go? Imagine being a new parent and getting your baby down. Everybody says, like, the sundowning time and whatever.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a mess.
I want more details. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, like,
here?
Who's threatening him? Yeah, what are the issues that he's not getting handled?
How is this possible? This is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, there is no greater douche move, right?
No,
I mean,
way.
Like, what could you possibly do absent, like, leaving your dog for long periods of time and having the dog bark? That would be more damaging to the psyche, and that it's at all, you don't know when it's coming.
No, that's the worst part, is you don't know the routine of it.
I have a show idea.
Yes.
When it's been too long since we've talked sports, Shimer Jackson play. And we get right into it.
Yeah.
Like, we have to stop whatever the subject is and get into Vrabel.
You got to put that guy in the same jail cell as the sandwich thrower.
Yeah, yeah, I liked. Oh, speaking of the sandwich thrower, Mitch is incredible. Mitch is back from vacation today. He already has the side by side of Greg in the sandwich.
Oh my
thrower.
God, we got to see it.
So if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you could see this go down. Who had a better throw? I don't know. Greg.
Oh, definitely the sandwich.
Yeah, sandwich thrower followed through better.
It's so interesting. That one he threw over the catcher's head, but then the one at the Woo Sox, like, bounced before.
The catcher doesn't even go for it.
It actually wasn't that high. He just didn't give an effort in any way whatsoever.
It made it look so much worse.
So good. We could talk about an author in Canada. Where do you stand on AI, Razor? Are you all for it? Are you a ChatGPT?
Sorry, we have the one that
I
wanted.
Oh, yeah. Like, that one, he gave up.
Oh, and his pants split.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Hands on his knees.
He's
right?
in front of the mound, and the ball doesn't even hit the dirt in front of the plate.
Oh.
Look at this.
He's so nervous.
It's like he'd never met a baseball.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
One more time. I got to keep seeing that. Holy cow.
I've never seen that. That's awful. The hands on the knees are the best.
Yeah. Curtis and I were watching from
Which one was first? Like, what was
this one happened after.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the complete correction. Okay. I'm not going over the
right.
catcher.
Right.
I'm not going to get made fun of that way, and he just put it in the dirt.
Right, it's you slice it after you hook it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Throwing it over the catcher's head.
So, ChatGPT, do you use it?
Not really, no. I just don't have a... I would, but I don't send a lot of, like, sales emails or things like that. Like, I just don't have a real use for it right now.
Have you been duped by AI at all?
No, because I don't read any of the emails that I get either. Like, it has to be from a person. So.
But what about on social media? Like, Curtis was famously duped by a photo of Swayman, Bob Sweeney.
Don Sweeney
and Cam Neely. Yeah.
Oh, it looked like a coffee shop. One of their heads was tilted in a way.
It was like an owl completely in the back.
It was...
Life of low moments, that was a low moment.
Eric
Shunt.
Yeah,
I don't think so, just because I try not to do that. But I know my kid uses it for stuff. Like, they're all in on it.
Yeah.
For sure. And they're doing schoolwork and stuff.
I don't even get it where it's like, you open the email now and it's like, this is the, like, breakdown of what's in there.
Yeah.
That feels intrusive.
Well.
Yeah.
But it helps.
I just read the email. The email's not that long.
Yeah, but people use them, especially, I mean, we don't really work in a corporate setting.
No.
Like, people that do work in a corporate setting, right. I think it's very helpful. But there are certain people who think that whether they're a musician or an author, they're worried that their jobs are going to be...
Well, they are.
Right. Yeah. Well, an
don't
author...
Don't go to law school.
An author... in Canada. I'm really gearing the news towards you today.
Yeah, perfect.
Allison McBain, she's trying to show people that AI isn't really that good. So she wrote 34 books in 34 weeks using AI. Here's the author, Allison, talking about why she wanted to do this.
I'm a pretty fast writer. I've been sort of honing my speed over the years. So I write about 1,500 words an hour. I wanted to show that one author could write almost as fast as AI, but hopefully much better and using no AI at all. Look at an AI written article or story. It feels very generic. There's no wild flights of fancy. There's nothing that really stands out. Writing is about the love of it. Writing should not just be to produce something. It's to tell your story.
Wild flights of fancy. I'm going to start using that.
You should.
So she compared her writing 34 books in 34 weeks to AI's writing of 34 books. And clearly, yeah, I understand what she's saying, that there's more emotion in it. People are more creative than AI could ever be. But
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Worry is that AI is only going to get better. They're only going to become more powerful and more creative. So they're going to learn from what's going on right now, and only they're going to take over everything.
Well, and to the, I mean, that's cool. 34 weeks, 34 books, but you could have wrote 34 books in like 34 minutes with AI.
Right.
So what are we, what's the race to?
Exactly.
I mean,
the more you use AI, the more easily you're replaced by it.
Correct.
That is true. But then also, like Greg brought up the other day, I believe it was his lead, that band that people were loving, and they had millions of subscribers on Spotify, and they just found out that the band is fake. It's an AI band, and people have been listening to them.
So does it matter, though?
That was the question that Greg asked. And I said it did, because you're not going to be able to see them live. You're never going to be able to hear them live. You're never going to be able to go to a concert.
I don't want Megadeth to die, so if they can go to AI, it would be awesome.
Yeah, okay, there you go. You and Jackson.
Yeah.
Why? Does it matter to you?
I don't know. I threw the question out. I sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't. I guess certain situations and I don't know if it... The whole thing is, I guess, I'm kind of... I'm resolved to the fact that it's not going to matter. I guess whether it matters to me or not, it's not going to matter to the world.
But then you look at somebody in Twitch right now said this is incorrect. AI is used to help make things easier, not replace you. That's how it starts. That's how it always starts. But then all of a sudden, a company is going to look at this and say, wait, I can just have an AI account and get the same work out of somebody without paying them.
Right. If it's more efficient and easier for you to do your job, then your company can just use the system that you're using to have you do your job.
Right.
So to replace you with it. Like, it's not, I don't know. I just... The cornerstones of the next 50 years in the world will be founded upon logic, reasoning, and adaptability. That's it. What you have to utilize logic, philosophy, understanding how to discern what is going on around you will always be paramount, and no computer will ever be able to do that for you. It's about understanding the world and doing things your own way and not allowing a computer to dictate everything you do, and I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's not that much different from the last 20-50 years.
Always.
It's
reason
always kind of the same.
There's always one, whether we've had internet or no internet, whether we've had, you know, AI or no AI.
Adaptability, too.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
You can't be a dinosaur.
Like, we're going to see it next week when we do the radio telethon, and a reminder to tune in all day, every day, to WEEI and Nesson's coverage of the radio telethon beginning 6 a.m. with Greg and Greg, Wiggy, Courtney, Shime, myself, everybody back. And at the start of the show on Monday morning, Rob and Karen Hale will be setting up a match. Two people, a family that is on the Mount Rushmore of philanthropic families in the history of the state, in the history of New England, people that do everything quietly, are going to begin with a match for our audience that is unprecedented. So I'm not going to give the details because Greg will yell at me, but Rob Hale will be on Monday morning at 6:05 to announce his family's match, which will be amazing. And we'll hear from the doctors and the clinicians and the nurses at the Dana-Farber about AI and how that's helped. It's great to do a bunch of things, like so it can put together 100 different experiments on the same data, which is great, and we should be using it. But AI can't find the cure for multiple myeloma. It's something that you can use as a tool just like you use other things, but it's not the only thing that...
And AI is never going to have the bedside manner that we find is so unbelievably helpful for these patients, especially when we meet the doctors and nurses that are taking care of them every single day.
Yes.
We're going to end with a crazy stat because Massachusetts is officially the most expensive place to live in the country. What do you guys think for a single person living in Massachusetts in 2025 is the income needed?
To live
in Massachusetts.
Single person, boy, I'm going to guess $85,000.
Razor?
Yeah, I was going to go $100,000.
$120,141 for a single person. For a family, you are a family of five or four?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, yeah.
A family of four in Massachusetts... $313,747 in 2025.
Oh, nuts. My God.
And what's even crazier is, like, you think of the New Yorks, the LAs. New York, way down the list. For a single adult living in New York in 2025, $114,691. For a family of four, $276,973. How did Massachusetts jump so high?
And our utility bills are ridiculous. We need to start doing good business.
I'm sorry. I'm moving to Hawaii if it's less expensive.
Oh, well, Hawaii is only at number two on the list.
But still less expensive.
Yeah, it's less.
The problem is they don't talk sports, and for me, they don't do hockey in Hawaii. Well, otherwise, yeah. There's no reason. I mean, the problem is this is the greatest place to
raise a family. It is.
Like, I'm from somewhere else, and I choose because of all of those things and the hospitals and the Jimmy Fund and all those great things we talk about. That's why.
Nesson.
I love Nesson more than anything else in New England.
Right.
By far the biggest reason to live here is Nesson.
Yeah.
You hear that number and you question why you would do it.
Massachusetts is the most expensive overall. The only one that beats them for the income of a single adult is Hawaii at $124,467.
I mean, I love it here, believe me, but Courtney and I discussed it. The aloha spirit, the mahalo spirit just overwhelms you when you're in Hawaii.
It does.
It's so far away.
That's the best part about it.
If you can do that, the best part.
I just got sad news. If you want to talk about sick brag or bougie bitches, but the...
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Hawaii suspending nonstop service.
From Boston. Yes.
All because of James.
Yeah.
No, he was fine. There was another baby on the plane. But yeah, that was the greatest trip. It's so far. It was only 9 hours. I don't know how they do it.
How far that
yeah.
is.
It's like supersonic.
The one time that I went, we went through like Salt Lake City.
Probably Delta.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and that's like a 20-hour trip.
Yeah, that's a long one.
And I know I don't want to step on a tease or anything else, but I just want to... We need to get to, at some point, I just read a news story posted this morning by Karen Grigian, another Patriots reporter that is not a bomb tosser, that is as respected as anybody in Boston media, with similar questions and a darker picture about the current status of Diggs in the offense now versus when he arrived.
All right, we can get to that around 9:50 this morning, but right now we got to get to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Pats had their second and final joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. A pretty big scuffle took place with Mike Vrabel once again jumping in. No blood this time for the head coach, who celebrated his 50th birthday yesterday. The O-line had a tough day according to those in attendance. Drake May finished 8 of 11 and 11 on 11s, while Josh Dobbs was 11 of 17. Will Campbell had a false start in the final period, and Morgan Moses gave up a sack. The Pats take on the Vikings tomorrow in their second preseason game out in Minnesota at 1. Like Curtis just said, we'll hear from Karen Garigian coming up at the end of the hour. The Red Sox back home tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Braintree took on Southeast Regional champs from South Carolina in the first round of the Little League World Series yesterday. They fell 13-0 and now will continue on in the elimination bracket with their next game against Richmond, Texas tomorrow at 3. And step up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor, trusted by Rob Ninkovich and Wes Welker. So change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation, 1-800-GET-HAIR. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk Bruins with Razor.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.